So it's third Sunday, so I'm speaking in English today. So, who are sick today? Who got sick? I got sick too. Kiyonori got sick too. And today Yoshia is not here and he got sick too. And I heard some other people getting sick. And I may not be able to heal you instantly like Jesus did, but I have some candies for you. So if you want some, just come to me. So let us bow our heads and pray, and let us continue to read in the book of Mark. 一言お祈りして始めたいと思います。愛する天の父なる神様、あなたの恵みの中で今日も生かされ、またあなたの御言葉を聞く、またあなたを賛美し礼拝する、また交わりを持つこの時間を心より感謝いたします。主よどうぞ今日もこの時間をあなたの御霊で満たし、祝福し、私たち一人一人に必要な糧を豊かにお与えくださいますように。また今日体調を崩されている方、あるいは怪我をされている方、あるいはお仕事でここに来ることのできない方、どうぞその一人お一人を顧みて、今いらっしゃるところにあって、あなたが慰め、支え、また祝福してくださいますように。これからの時間をすべて御手にお委ねして、愛する主イエス様のお名前によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。So, actually, I got sick, so I took medicine this morning, and that is making me feel like I'm in a dream. I'm like, this is not a dream, right? This is a reality. Because sometimes I have a very bad dream, like I'm standing in front of the people and without preparation and I have to do the preach. But today, I have a paper here, so this is good. So let's go into the book of Mark, chapter 9. 今日は九章ね。And he said to them, truly I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see that the kingdom of God has come with power. Kingdom of God. The kingdom of God that Jesus was talking about was so different from kingdom of God that Peter and rest of the people were expecting, imagining. Peter confessed, Jesus, you are Christ, you are Messiah. But he had no idea, he did not understand what Jesus was about to bring, what Jesus was about to do. He was expecting, not only him, but most people back then was expecting to Christ, the Messiah, to rebuild, reestablish the kingdom, strong kingdom of Israel, like the days of King David and Solomon. And they never expected like what Jesus was going to bring. So, Jesus needed to make it clear what he is going to do. And he talked about his death and his
resurrection.
Resurrection. But Peter had no idea. He couldn't get it. He couldn't understand. So Jesus needed to show him or show them what he is talking about, what he is going to bring, the kingdom of God, what they are going to live for. They are not going to live for the kingdom on the earth, but they are going to live for eternal kingdom, the kingdom of God. But they are not understanding at this time. So Jesus needed to show them that. And when we read the verse 1, some might think about, you know, Jesus' second coming, but which is not, because Jesus said, Some who are standing here will not taste death before they see that the kingdom of God has come with power. Jesus hasn't come yet. Second coming is not yet, and they're all died. So obviously, Jesus is not talking about his second coming here, but he's talking about not whole kingdom of God, but part of kingdom of God. They will taste, they will see, and which is written, the scripture we just read today. So Jesus took three disciples, Peter, James, and John, to the mountain, to the high mountain. And where they saw glory of the Christ, the real configuration of Jesus, of Jesus on the mountain. And not only that, but they saw Moses and Elijah too. I don't know how they found out there, Moses and Elijah, because they don't have pictures back then. But maybe they're talking to each other. Hi Moses, hi Elijah. That's why they found out maybe. Anyway, they saw this amazing view, amazing vision, surrounded by God's glory, shining, bright. And here's Jesus standing with Moses and Elijah. Amazing. But I have one question. Why did Jesus took only these three people to the mountain? Why did Jesus reveal his glory to only these three, Peter, James, and John? Why not rest of his disciples or rest of the people? Are they greater than others? Are they greater in spirit? Spiritually, they are greater than others? I don't think so. Bible says, blessed are those who believe without seeing it. Jesus said, blessed are, the really blessed are, those who believe without seeing it. Because that is faith. That is trust. That is belief God wants us to have. What if I say, God, I believe you if you make me rich. God, I believe you if you make my dream come true. God, I believe you if you show me miracles. That's not what God wants us to have. Trust, love, believe. It's something you do without seeing it. So this is the basic, the Bible is asking us to have the faith. Then why Jesus took these three people onto the mountain and showed them this amazing view to them? Because they were top three disciples? No. I would rather say they were three from the bottom. Right? If you read the Bible doesn't tell very much about Jesus' 12 disciples. There is not much record about them. But these three people, especially Peter, James, and John, the Bible has a lot of records, a lot of writings about them. Why? Because they made a lot of troubles. How about Peter? When we think about Peter, he is a good man. He's a good man. He's a good fisherman. But at the same time, sometimes he was a big mouth. And he was a liar too. Right? He said, oh, Jesus, I will give my life to you. And next moment, he denied Jesus three times. I don't know him. He was a big mouth. And he was a liar. How about James and John? James and John, they were short tempers. Right? They're short tempers. That's why Jesus called them Boanerge. That means thunder, because they get angry so easily. And, you know, we don't want the people like this as a leader, right? Short tempers. And not only that, their mother has problem too, right? Their mother was like today we call monster parent or helicopter parent, right? She was asking Jesus to please, you know, take care of my sons, one for left, one for your right. So these three had issues. And they are probably, it takes more time than others to understand what Jesus is talking about. So if they could understand, if they could believe and trust, that means they can encourage others too. And that would be easier for others to believe and trust Jesus. God always chooses weak. Always chooses weak, not strong ones. And kingdom of God is for those who are weak, those who need God's mercy. Because God cares about weak, those who are bottom. Kingdom of God is not for top three or elite. That's for those who are weak and who need God's help, God's love, God's mercy. So Jesus took these three with him and showed them the glory of God. This is what you are going to experience. This is what you are going to get. This is the real kingdom of God. This is what you are going to live for. This is your destiny. But Peter again made a mistake. He said, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters or tabernacles, in other words, for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for you. And I think Peter thought that was a good idea, because he saw three legends, right? Three great people, Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. And now we are three too, Peter, James, and John. So we can build three tabernacles. What a great idea. He was so excited, and he was scared too, because he was surrounded by glory. But cloud appeared and covered them, and voice came from the cloud. This is my son whom I love. Listen to him. Listen to him. Of course, this him is Jesus. When we lead this birth, we need the understanding of the background of the Bible. Who is Moses? Who is Elijah? If you have read the Bible, maybe you have read about Moses. He's famous. He's the one who split the sea. And Elijah is the one of the greatest prophet, and who didn't die, actually. God took him, so he didn't die. And the Bible also said Elijah is supposed to come back before Christ. So these two are very important for the Israelites. And Moses here represents God's commandment, God's law. That God gave his commandments and law through Moses. And Elijah
represents prophets in the Bible. So I ask the children, whoever you respect, if we ask the Israeli people, who is the greatest prophet? And probably most people say Elijah. Elijah is the greatest prophet. He was the most famous. Of course, Isaiah is also great, but more than that, Elijah. So, when we read here, the Moses represents God's law, and Elijah represents prophets. And Jesus said, and people back then called Bible law and prophets. Law and prophets. So this is about Bible. Do you understand my English? This is about Bible. And Jesus said, Bible is about me. Bible is all about Jesus. All God's law and all prophets were written for him, written about him, written toward him. So even if you read Bible and memorize all verses, but if you don't listen to Jesus, that's meaningless, because Bible is all about Jesus Christ. It's all towards Jesus Christ. So when the Pharisees and the teachers of laws studying Bibles, and they have argument with Jesus, and Jesus replied, you're fools, you're blind. You study Bible a lot, but you don't listen to me. But Bible is about me. So you're losing the point. And here, what was the mistake that Peter made was that he put the Jesus in the same level as Moses and Elijah. But God answered, listen to him, listen to Jesus, not listen to them, listen to him. Because Moses was sent to testify Jesus. Elijah was sent by God to testify Jesus. So listen to him. Listen to my son, Jesus Christ. And this is what we should learn today. Are we listening to Jesus today? Are we really listening to him? Today, sometimes we hear the great miracles, and some people say, I had a great vision, or some might say, I heard the voice of God. And in the world, there is a lot of charismatic leaders, and yes, sometimes God uses these people or miracles to encourage us, to strengthen our faith. But at the same time, God is telling us, listen to Jesus. Don't forget to listen to Jesus. Because when we see the miracles, when we hear about something supernatural, we get excited. Sometimes we are frightened, like Peter was. And it's so easy to forget about listening to Jesus. Good pastor, preach, listen to him, follow him. But bad pastors, preach, listen to me, follow me. I'm preaching, listen to him, follow him. So I guess I'm a good pastor. Sometimes we hear amazing testimony and amazing preaching, and which is great. They encourage us. They strengthen our faith in some way. But we are not following that just charismatic leader, but we are following Jesus who sent that person, the Jesus who made that miracle. So let us always listen to Him and follow Jesus. お祈りします。愛する天の父なる神様、あなたは時に驚くような苦しい奇跡、御業を私たちのうちに起こしてくださいます。本当に私たちの心が揺さぶられるような、本当にびっくりしてしまうような、そのような御業、奇跡を私たちは目の当たりにし、あなたの御名を褒めたたえます。そのことを感謝します。しかしを同時に、私たちがそのような奇跡の中で、そのような興奮するような状態の中で、あなたを見失ってしまうことがありませんように。どんなに素晴らしい人であっても、主をあなたに勝る人はいません。私たちがいつも主をあなたの声に聞き従うことができますように。この世の中には私たちを惑わす多くの偽預言者もおります。彼らもまた同じように不思議な技を行います。しかし主よ、どうぞ私たちの心が惑わされることがありませんように。主よ、あなたがこれが私の愛する子、これに聞きなさいと語りかけてくださったように、私たちがいつも主よ、あなたの御声に耳を傾けることができますよう、助けどうぞ導いてください。すべてを感謝し、御手にお委ねして、愛する主イエス様のお名前によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。